Well, we have finally reached the conclusion of this No Place for Common Sense journey. The decision to undertake this project, I believe, is one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. It has afforded me the opportunity to revisit people, places, and events that in all probability I would have never thought about, or if I did, it would have been in passing only. What I hope will happen, every listener will identify with at least one chapter that may provide some questions, answers, ideas that makes a difference, no matter how small that might be. The one person that has actually acted as a catalyst for this idea to create this free audio book was Dr. Cole Bryan, a pediatric oncologist that we've been working with for the last year and a half or so from Portsmouth Naval Facility. Early on into the podcast, which is where I started this, his feedback on one of the early episodes really got me thinking about the possibilities of converting the podcast into a book. So I want to thank Dr. Bryan at this point. One thing I really want to stress at the end here is that I'm encouraging feedback. We have a website that has a place for emails. Also, if anybody knows of any organizations or book clubs that are looking for a speaker, I would love to interact with people and discuss the chapters, philosophy, business, whatever. I'm looking forward to that opportunity. So if anybody out there has any ideas along these lines, any ideas that, you know, I'm interested. There is a person out there that I have not mentioned in this book because she has really come into my life in the last few years. And I have now have an adopted daughter, Susie Cole. All I'll say about my girl Susie is she is the best person that I have ever met. What a sweetheart. Well, I have saved the two most important people in my life that I am dedicating this undertaking, this free audio book to, and that is my wife, Kathy, and my daughter, Patty, for a lot of reasons, but the main one is you couldn't get a better wife or daughter than these two. Kathy and I have been together a long time. We'll go back to the first date, which I hope you got a chuckle out of. And she has been, I wish everybody had a partner. That's the best thing I can wish for somebody out there, is if you can wind up with a partner like I have, you would be, that would be the best thing could happen to you. And in that same vein, my daughter Patty is one of the most giving people on this planet. And I am proud to have her as a daughter. And she has been a bright spot in my life from the day she arrived. Anyway, thank you both girls, Kathy and Patty, for being there and helping me with this book, with ideas, with everything that goes into putting this together, since I had never attempted this kind of an undertaking before. And to you, the listener, thank you for taking the time, and I hope that you've extracted 1/10 the amount of enjoyment from my story as I did in living it, and then actually, even more so in retelling it. Thank you.